when you get all of his intestines out. That thing's a headache, but it's out of way contagious.
That's okay.
Huh? We should just went off up there north of the house somewhere, and then the wife could have said, no, he's not here.
Yeah. Well, you were talking about, now when you cut the meat, what parts of the hog did you call it, you know? What about the meat between the shoulders and the ham? What did you call that?
The middlings.
Middlings?
Right.
Okay.
You clean the hogs, got its intestines out, while you let it rinse it out with clean water and let it drip dry. And then you would take, it depend two ways. If you wanted pork chops, you split the hog straight down the backbone. Split the backbone completely down the center. If you didn't want pork chops, you split the hog on each side of the backbone. Cut the ribs loose on both sides. Then all you had was ribs, and then you had the backbone, which you would cut up into sections and boil or bake or barbecue or whatever you wanted. Then if you wanted pork chops, you split it straight down the center, and it depend on the size of the hog or the size of pork chops you wanted as to how wide the rib you would cut to leave on the pork chop. Then you cut in between each set of ribs, and that's where you got your pork chops.
Uh-huh. You call that, if you cut it down the middle, you call that what?
Splitting him open. Down the center of the backbone.
You say what, a bacon? You hang the bacon up
so well. Slab of bacon.
Slab. A side of bacon.
Side of middling.
Side of middling.
Right. You had the ham, and then you had the foreshoulder, and they had the middling in between, or side of the bacon.
I see. What'd you call the salt or sugar cured meat you might boil in your greens or something such as that? Did you have, you might cut a little bit of it out and boil it in your greens? It was
To season them, you mean?
Yeah.
You'd usually use a small piece of ham hock or.
Okay. Did you ever put, maybe it was kind of fat, had some fat in it?
Joel, that's the part under the neck.
Okay.
It was usually extremely fat, so you'd use a joel and ham hock for seasoning purposes.
Okay. Did you ever hear fat back? What was fat back or?
Well, fat back is where you got an extra thick amount of middling. In other words, where the middling is extremely fat where it comes up on his back. That's what they call fat back.
I see. And would you use that meat for anything?
Well, you'd use it for bacon. In other words, it's served the same as, or cook the fat out if it was too much fat.
I see. Side meat or any kind of meat you'd boil in your greens or anything like that? Yeah. Streakaline or anything? Did you ever hear that?
Yeah, it'd be a streak of length. That's what they call bacon.
Okay. Now, the kind of meat you buy thin, sliced, and smoked, maybe to eat with your eggs, that was?
Bacon.
Bacon, okay. What'd you call outside that you would cut off? The outside part of the bacon, the part?
Skin.
The skin?
Right.
Okay. Now, if you kept your meat too long, you say the meat's done what?
Spoil.
Spoil. Okay. What'd you make from the head? Did you make anything from the head of the?
Yeah, you go two routes, hot tamale.
You better be quiet. You heard the next step.
No, that's okay.
You make hot tamales, or now you take the head, and after you've cleaned it thoroughly, put it in a pot and boil it until the meat would just fall off of the bone.
Yeah.
And you would then season it to make hot tamales.